Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Dave Knott heads up the regional office of the National Ag Statistics Service, with Kentucky one of his states, and he wants farmers to be on the lookout for a survey in the mail any day now.
This is called our County Agricultural Production Survey and will be used to determine the county yields for corn, soybeans, and wheat. Well, not just those crops, though, including tobacco and hay as well.
The small grain survey is actually already out. The one for row crops is headed out in the next week or so. Information from both critical to USDA farm program payments.
Especially the agricultural risk coverage, the ARC. And so, yes, we want to have accurate information to make sure that farmers are getting the benefits that they are due.
He says in recent seasons, response trends have been down a little. On one hand, worrisome. On the other, he knows what time of year it is that they'll be arriving.
That comes right in the middle of the harvest, you know, October, when they're still, you know, either trying to finish up or maybe at the peak of their harvest. We send them this form and ask them to fill it out. And so the timing, I understand, is not the greatest.
So he suggests just as soon as you finish harvest, take 15 or 20 minutes to complete and return the questionnaire. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent.
Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce, we feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Dave Knopp, heading up the region of the National Ag Statistics Service that covers Kentucky, says about 11,000 Kentucky farmers have been selected to participate in this fall season's yield survey.
So hopefully people will be looking for that about the middle to end of October and will at least be mindful that it's coming. When they have concluded harvest, complete the form and mail it back in or report online, and then we'll have captured their information from this 2016 harvest.
And for the Farm Bill Safety Net program, if there is no yield average for a county or a low one,
then it may result in either no payments. You know, sometimes there's examples where a county gets no payment or it's low, and it's especially frustrating when your neighboring county gets a good payment and you either get zero or a small payment.
That county yield survey now on the way. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.